Agriculture Organization of the United Nations has reaffirmed its commitment to support governments in the fight against rabies, a deadly disease that claims thousands of lives worldwide each year. Speaking during the World Rabies Day commemoration, SARO Emergency Center for Transboundary Animal Diseases team leader Dr. Noelle Malamsha has emphasized that no human or animal life should be lost to rabies, a disease that is 100% fatal once symptoms appear. Dr. Malamsha has highlighted that rabies remains one of the deadliest zoonotic diseases, causing an estimated 59,000 human deaths globally each year, with 40% of those deaths occurring in children.
Rabies is a challenge. Rabies is one of the deadliest diseases that spreads from animals to people, with 100% fatality rate once symptoms appear. Globally, an estimated 59,000 people die from rabies each year, and sadly, 40% of them are children. Rabies also affects livestock, causing farmers to lose more than $500 million worth of animals every year. In Zambia, rabies is endemic and remains a major public health concern. Every year, about 15,000 dog bite incidents are reported, leading to around 50 human deaths.
And Zambia National Public Health Institute One Health National Coordinator Dr. Raymond Hamonga has stressed the importance of integrating the One Health approach into national systems rather than relying on isolated interventions. Meanwhile, Veterinary Association of Zambia Vice President Joshua Ndisha has revealed that Zambia's current score on the stepwise approach towards rabies elimination stands at 0.5 out of 5.
Rabies still takes almost 50,000 lives every year worldwide. An estimated 48 right here in Zambia. Most of these deaths occur in Africa and Asia. And sadly, many are children. Children like these we have playing our band. Children under 15 years of age. According to a Global Alliance for Rabies Control, Zambia's stepwise approach towards rabies elimination, the SARS score, stands at 0.5 out of 5. Showing that while we are collecting and analyzing rabies data, we are only at the very beginning stages of implementing strong nationwide elimination measures.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has expressed disappointment over the reduced budgetary share allocated to the education sector in the 2026 national budget, warning that this could hinder progress towards both national and international education goals. In a statement, Leclerc's Executive Director, Dr. Aaron Sancho, said the organization had anticipated that the education sector would receive at least 20% of the national budget, significantly higher than the 13% announced by Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Simbeko Mkopotwane, during yesterday's budget presentation. Dr. Chanta has noted that although the sector's allocation increased nominally from 31.5 billion kwacha in 2025 to 33 billion kwacha in 2026, its share of the total budget declined from 14.5% to 13%. He has added that this allocation falls well below internationally recommended benchmarks, including the 18% to 20% threshold outlined in Sustainable Development Goal 4 and endorsed by UNESCO. Some stakeholders in the health sector have urged government to take a keen interest in lenacapavir, a new long-acting injectable drug for HIV prevention set to be rolled out at a significantly reduced cost in over 100 low-income countries within the next 2 years. The development follows a landmark agreement announced on Wednesday by the Clinton Health Access Initiative, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and other global health partners, including South Africa's Books, Reproductive Health and HIV Institute. Speaking to Hot FM News, United Health and Allied Workers Union of Zambia President Dr. Daniel Memba has described the move as a critical step in Zambia's fight against HIV/AIDS.
These are some of the initiatives that we need to start getting into. South Africa has gone into that. We need also to go into such research and see how we can couple with such initiatives to ensure that solutions are found for the HIV prevention. Of course, this is something that we should all be driving at as we look at HIV elimination. It's not just the cure that we are looking at. We need to be looking at how we eliminate HIV.
Meanwhile, Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia Director Dr. Quint Marvel has expressed confidence that the drug could significantly boost Zambia's goal of ending HIV.
I think it will become the landmark that deal paving the way for cheaper HIV protection drugs in a couple of years as a significant step towards ending the HIV and AIDS epidemic in Zambia and globally. This breakthrough treatment has shown remarkable efficacy with over 99% participants remaining HIV negative in clinical trials. Zambia is among the selected countries to roll out the Nakapavir, and as indicated, we urged the government to prioritize access to this life-saving medication.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Mende, chaired the annual ministerial meeting of the least developed countries at the United Nations, challenging the global community to view the 46 nation bloc not as a burden but as the world's greatest hope for achieving the sustainable development goals. The meeting, held on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly on 26 September 2025, culminated in the adoption of a ministerial declaration issuing an urgent call for immediate debt relief, scaled up climate finance and a transformed global partnership to deliver on the promises of the Doha Programme of Action. In his opening remarks, Mr. Hainbo challenged the global narrative, claiming the 46 LDCs not as a challenge, but as the world's next great frontier and the greatest hope for the Sustainable Development Goals decade. He emphasized that investing in LDCs represents a win-win opportunity for global sustainable development driven by innovation and partnership. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary for Press and Public Relations at the Permanent Mission of Zambia to the United Nations, Namatama Njekwa.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The National Association of Smallholder Farmers has commended government for the early distribution of farming inputs under the 2025-2026 Farmer Input Support Program. Association Executive Director Dr. Frank Kayula has told Hot FM News that the early rollout will improve production and productivity by allowing farmers to apply fertilizer at the optimal time. He has also noted the efficiency of the electronic voucher system, now operational in all 116 districts, offers farmers flexibility to redeem inputs at their convenience. Recently, Agriculture Minister Mtolopini revealed that over 2,000 farmers had already redeemed their inputs across the country.
We are very happy and thumbs up to the government so that continue distributing early. You know, farmers need to have these inputs early so that they are able to beat the rain. Our rain is a bit above the normal, but we know that we are told that we are going to have normal to above normal in most of the areas in Zambia, except maybe small portions in the north there. So this early distribution is a plus to government because then we may improve our production and our productivity by what they have done.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Top International News.
More than 20 people have been rescued in Kenya from a suspected human trafficking ring that lured them with job offers in Russia, but intended to send them to fight in Ukraine, police said. It follows an intelligence-led raid on a residential apartment on the outskirts of the capital, Nairobi, where officers seized recruitment materials, travel documents, and job offer letters. One suspect accused of coordinating the victim's travel to Russia in September and October